Can you hear me now?
I can.
Oh, that's better. How are you today, Snap Sister?
I am doing well. How about you?
I'm doing well too. It's a beautiful day. Go de Mayo.
Yes, it is. And it's beautiful here too, and people are celebrating.
Oh yeah, it's a great day to celebrate. I like any reason to celebrate is a good reason to for me.
Yeah, all those Cinco de Mayo parties are going strong, and the restaurants are having all sorts of promotions.
Well, yeah, that's fun. My dad, I was talking about my dad. I think of him on this day. First of all, he loved Cinco de Mayo, and he loved Mexican food and Mexican heritage. And even though he was born here and his parents were born here, they still had a Mexican background.
Okay.
Yeah, so we used to talk about that, but also he passed away on the 5th of May.
Wow.
Always really think of him on this day. It's really special for me to kind of honor him today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So I was thinking about him, but we had a Cinco de Mayo show for last night's show, and instead of recording it tonight, we did it this morning.
Was that for last night's show and you're just trying to confuse us?
I know it's called night show. It was supposed to be later today, but we had it this morning.
It's so funny. And that the name of your show is Last Night's Show with Ms. Meliz.
It's like a late night show. It is. It's supposed to be a late night show format, but I can never do it late night, so might as well talk about last night.
It's a funny show, I have to say.
Oh, thank you. It's gotten really wholesome. It's really me. I can't. We still do funny things, but it ends up being about wonderful people and the amazing things that they do, and
Yeah.
the people I know are just doing such cool things, and it's just, I try to lighten up the mood and get people into a natural feeling so that they're not just promoting themselves or talking about their stressful, lives or whatever. And so I've been using the word of the week to do that. So that's been really neat.
Yeah.
And so, it's kind of just a culmination of what's gone on all week long for everybody. So, but in that kind of three people from different things that they don't know each other, kind of the way a late night show has, like that couch,
Right.
It's really.
I like it. I like the idea.
Thank you. Thank you. Today, we had Ian Anderson Gray and Stephanie Liu. I don't know if you know who they are, but they're social media marketing people, and then digital marketing space
Yeah.
people. And then I had the creators from the Not Over software developer and a 16-year-old girl who they're bringing up awareness for. What do you call it? Mental health awareness. And so they have this really great app, and it just won an award, and it's changing the world. It's a really great app to help people.
Yeah, it's nice to use your forum, to bring awareness to these things and recognition to people who are working hard in those areas.
Yeah, and then authors. I always try to bring an author on when
Yes.
I do books, so. Was a really neat mix today, so you should check it out. What have you been doing?
Oh my goodness, I've been working on my new podcast, the Social Media Narratives.
I am really excited about that. I think it's great. Tell me all about it because I'm a little behind on, they're all the different people who have been contributing to, the questions you've been putting out.
Social media narratives is a discussion of what people are doing on social media and a sociological look at the way social media influences us and vice versa. And every Friday, I'm going to do Fake News Friday. So we're going to examine the fake news that caught us and learn how to protect ourselves from fake news, recognizing fake news and all that.
I've got a great one for that.
Oh, cool. And then we're also going to do, I'm doing a feature about Snapchatters who are over 40 or really post-millennial. because most people think of Snapchat as being a youth app, which, you know, it obviously is, but there's a huge, I mean, it's amazing how many over 40s there are and what we're doing on the app. It's crazy, it's fun, it's informative, and very entertaining. So I've got a list of questions that I'm posting on Snapchat. We've got a group going. And in fact, we're going to have a video chat today. We're going to use the video chat feature. And hopefully you'll join us if you can, Melissa. And we're going to just get together and have a video discussion. So a cool way to use that feature.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to using that feature. Finally, I'm in another group for that purpose, but they always make the calls during when I'm at work.
And I know, me too.
Yeah, looking forward to that. That's awesome. And then, you know, being able to participate in that conversation, being that I am over 40 and I do use Snapchat, and I do believe that there are, you know, a lot of people of all different ages who use social media. I never like to be blanketed or put into some kind of box. And I don't like those statements where people say, oh, this is for that.
Right.
I think that that is really limiting. And I don't, you know, I think that that's not fair. And I understand, I come from a background of advertising and marketing. I took, you know, I studied marketing in college. My first job was in market research. You know, I understand demographics. I understand when you say that it's targeted for younger people. I get that.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that only younger people are using the app.
Exactly. Exactly. And Snap really is doing themselves a disservice by ignoring people that are outside of the group that they consider themselves originally targeting, because without opening up their minds and, you know, catering to all these age groups, they're missing out on so many opportunities. So I think they're leaning towards accepting the need to market to older groups. But that one ad I saw is all I've seen. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there are not very many ads that interest me there. I had an interesting, on the flip side of that, I had those teens that were on Instagram, and I was wondering what, you know, for their advice, because we were talking about apps that are going to be coming up and be more popular in shopping. With Messenger and the ability to, in a lot of different apps, to be able to utilize augmented reality to try things on and then buy them right then and there. And then, so I asked what they thought about that, because obviously they've been using augmented reality a little bit more than we have in their apps and games. And so they did feel like it wasn't anything new. Mm-hmm. And, but they were a little like unsure of the whole shopping with it thing. They felt like that was really new. So, you know, I asked them how, you know, if they had any questions for our experts, the social media experts that we had, and they really didn't. Well, then do you have any advice for them from someone, you know, maybe to open up their audiences to younger people? And they said, well, just why don't have younger people on, you know? And then like, yeah, that's really, you know, out of the mouths of babes, right? Like the most simple answer, engage with people of the age that you're interested in talking to, you know? And I think that's what we're talking about for these big businesses. Like, why wouldn't you want to, you know, engage in the biggest market there is out there? You know, the most people are our age.
Yeah, that is true. And we have the money.
Yeah, education.
Yeah.
All right, then. I know why we have to try and convince them. It's so obvious.
You would think so.
You know, we're not here to convince. We're here to just study and observe and discuss, right?
That's right.
So what are we doing here on Snap Sisters today, Leader O'Mine?
Well, generally, we choose a random word, or we have a guest who chooses that word for us. Do you happen to have anybody on your Facebook Live?
Oh, I'm not live. I didn't do it.
Okay, because sometimes we have Facebook Live going, and we had a guest choose the word that way. But in times like today, we use a random word generator online. You ready?
Sure.
All right, here we go. All right. The word is, you know what? Do you want to use a random word or do you want to use your word for the week?
Well, that would be fun too.
Why don't we use your word for the week? Because I bet some people may not be aware that you have a word for the week, and that's random. It's not like you decide ahead of time.
It's true. It's true. We have a word. The word for the week coming up is smile.
Let's talk about smile.
Okay, I'm going to be talking a lot about smile this week, and we talked about it on the show, so I'll be posting on the podcast this week on Inspiring Adventures, Word of the Week, little snippets from the show of what people answered. And so it was great to hear the different ideas of what people, what impressed them the most, and things that stood up out to them about smile. So I would love to talk to you about smile and what comes to your mind when we say smile as a topic.
Okay. Well, one of the first things we do is try to figure out the origin of the word itself. And I am kind of stuck with this one, smile.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. You know, while you're thinking about that, I'll tell you the first thing that, because I'm kind of a little, I don't know if you know this or if I mentioned it before, but sometimes I'm a little dyslexic.
Okay. So
I always see the word simile when I see the word smile. And I have to stop and think, wait, is that simile or is that smile? When it's so I don't know if the words have anything to do with each other at all, but that was just a little thing.
Okay, well, I was afraid you were going to say when you see the word smile, you see the word slime.
Oh, yeah. That, I guess I don't really think of slime. My brain goes simile a little bit more. I don't use slime as much as I use my writing. I could talk about slime a lot, too. I know a lot about slime. I think the origin of that word comes from.
Well, smile. Gosh, I'm gonna have to guess. Middle English. I always go back to like old English and medieval or whatever. Because I could say Germanic, but it just doesn't ring that way to me. I almost think of it as somewhere in the British Isles. I don't know why. What do you think?
What about Greek?
Oh, Greek. Greek for some, I don't know.
No, maybe
you
not.
You might be right. You might be right, though. Because it doesn't seem Latin.
You know, Greco-Roman kind of further back, you know, like,
Yeah.
But why? But, like, what other words are like smile? You know what somebody said on the show today? And it was the 16-year-old Hannah Lucas who said, when you say the word smile, you smile.
You do. You do.
So could it be one of those words that comes from a word like that? Like mama, mother, and papa, you know, or dada. It comes from dad. Those sort of came from words that, like, the baby makes those sounds.
Yeah, I don't know. But yes, it's true. When you say smile, it does have a kind of a positive effect on your face.
And it forms smile. I don't know. So, figure that one out. But we should do a call-in, like, before, like, if anybody hears this and you know where the word, or not without looking it up, people, we can't go look it up, but if you do know already something about the origin of the word smile, I would love to hear it. You know, you could call the station, the whatever we call it here, the feature where you can call on Snap Sisters, or reach out to us on our Twitter account at the Snap Sisters.
Yeah, that would be nice if we got some input. When I think of smile, and that's a great word to start the week with, by the way, it does have a positive effect, and I do think of things that I'm grateful for and the people in my life that I enjoy being around with, and, you know, even the things that aren't so positive, I can think of reasons to smile, because really that's how you get through the day.
Yeah. Well, you know what I think about is when I was in customer service training, I used to I managed a phone room for market research. Mm-hmm. And I would tell everybody, and I learned this when I was, you know, working in the phone room, probably that when you smile, even on the phone, people can hear it.
Yeah.
So it comes through in your voice. So we would always say, you know, smiles, everyone smiles. And so, like, if you start out a conversation and you just take a moment to smile first, it comes through. Your positivity will come through in the conversation, even on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Make a difference.
Yeah, and they also say if you're not feeling happy, if you're feeling kind of down and you smile, the body recognizes that muscle. It's that muscle memory of... It understands the smile as being something positive and happy, and it changes your mindset. So,
I believe it releases the serotonin, which is the hormone that helps you to feel happier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe that to be true. So, like on my card, on the affirmations card deck for smile, my phrase, it says just focus on the sides of your mouth. Turn them upwards. It's like directions on how to smile.
I know. It is kind of silly, but hey.
Right? People are like, okay, now I'm smiling. What do I do now? Well, that would be entirely up to you.
Well, I've actually done that when I've been upset about something or I can't shake a negative feeling. I will force myself to smile. And sometimes just doing that makes you laugh because you feel silly. And then that helps to wipe that mood away.
Right. You know what made me, what just popped into my mind was, a lot of things I want to say that made it pop in my mind, but I'm just going to skip to what it is. Brian Fanzo and his hashtag screenshot awesomeness.
Okay.
You ever seen that?
No. Is this on Twitter that he's doing this?
Everywhere. He's been doing it for a while. It's nothing new. So, you know, it may have been something he was doing last year. So, but if you look up this, the hashtag screenshot awesomeness.
Okay.
Long one. Or screenshot awesome. He actually keeps a file that when somebody gives him an accolade or something positive, he takes a screenshot of it and he has his own little file on his Google Pictures for those things so that when he's down, he can go look at them and it makes him feel better. And he tags things that are positive about, you know, anything that somebody says that's nice about him, he will tag it and retweet or whatever and say hashtag screenshot them. And so I started doing that. And I think that's a great idea. I used to keep a little file in my desk, like literal hard copy desk. I would get like thank you cards or something at work and I would keep them in the file. And so down days I would have that to look at. And that's a really great tool, but he does it digitally.
Okay. So he can, so this is his own private file list.
Well, you can't go see it. He does share it in his pod. There's a podcast that he did where he showed kind of how his process is. But it's his for him privately, but he does share the idea of how anybody could do it.
I like it. I like it. When I used to work, I did a Christmas gig at Williams-Sonoma.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an easy job. Mm-hmm. And so they had a practice where team members could give each other kudos, and you would basically fill out a little card with the nice thing that you wanted to say about your coworker, and then that would hang up on a bulletin board for everyone to see, and then you could take it home. And mine is still hanging on my refrigerator because it was such a nice comment that somebody made about me. And so sometimes, I mean, that's kind of the same idea where you just put up something nice to make yourself smile and remember that not every single moment of your day is negative, even when you feel down right now and it feels like it won't ever go away.
Right. Well, my mantra has always been just breathe. And like when I start to feel anxiety build up, I feel it in my chest and I stop breathing. I literally can tell I'm not breathing. So yeah. I tell myself, just breathe, take a deep breath or whatever. And then sometimes if I'm really sad or whatever, I'll be like, okay, smile. And so, you know, that really smile helps me too. And it's, you know, I guess we're turning towards the mental health awareness and that, you know, these are little tips that can help anybody. And you don't think of it as a mental health issue, but depression and anxiety is something that I think affects everybody on a certain level.
Yeah.
And that's what that is, you know? Mm-hmm. So having tools really helps. And something as simple as remembering to smile is really important.
Well, I'm glad that word is your word for the week, especially for mental health awareness. It seems like a superficial thing, but I think we know it's a little bit deeper. It's not going to solve all your problems, but sometimes in a moment it can relieve a few issues and make things a little bit better for you.
Yeah, I have a really powerful message I'm going to be sharing from Patty Pobletti. She's the mother who wrote a book called The Better Place. I think it's A Better Place that I just interviewed for Inspiring Adventures. Her son, Robbie Pobletti, was murdered by gun violence in their small town of Vallejo, California. And she changed, like, over the last few years, changed her desperate, hurtful mood of grief and turned it around into a message of hope.
Uh-huh.
And so we had this discussion, which was really hard. I'd never interviewed someone about this type of topic before. And being a mother of young adult men, I was nervous about talking to her, but it was really a beautiful conversation. She has a wonderful message. I don't want to tell you everything, but, you know, it's really exciting what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up where I had to say, you know, our word of the week is smile. And instantly her face lit up. She had a beautiful smile. And I was able to say, and you have such a beautiful smile. And would you be willing to give me your comments about smile? And she did. She said some beautiful things. And she said that song, something, you know, how you and I in our podcast here for Snap Sisters always talk about songs.
Yeah.
Words. And she said it was like something about, like, when your heart hurts, you smile even when your heart aches.
Yeah.
Like she referenced that song, and it was just so beautiful. I mean, I just get the chills thinking about how, you know, even if you're really, really, you know, going through something hard, she was comforted by someone who had a genuine smile.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a really sweet story.
Well, we'll add a couple of songs to the end of this podcast referencing that. And that song that she referenced, maybe we can add that as well.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Allison, for letting me share all my little stories and kind of, you know, reference all my other things that I'm doing. You know, I'm really excited about all the stuff that you're doing, too. And I'm really glad that even after we've had a few weeks off, that we're still doing Snap Sisters. Because I just love talking to you.
I love talking to you, too. Awesome. And we're very happy for all the people who listen and who have participated and who may participate in the future.
Yeah, totally. You know, reach out to us. You know, check us out on Twitter and give us a message. Let us know if you're interested in giving us. It has to be random, though. You can't tell us what it is ahead of time.
That's right.
We don't care. Always be ready is our motto at Snap Sisters.
All right. Well, you have an awesome Saturday, and everybody else have a wonderful week.
Yeah, you too, Allison. You take care. I can't wait to hear your new podcast and findings about, what is it,
post-millennial snappers.
Snappers. I love it. You're the best. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.